Yo, we driving, yeah. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving, it was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun, the odor's gone. Febreze car works so well. Come on, keep driving, let's go.
Oh boy, your car smells nice.
Febreze car, yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now, let's go.
Oh yeah, we made it so nice.
Febreze car, keep riding, let's go. And now the world can sing.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Jonesboro 17-11. Talon Benton will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into White Gilbert in the backcourt, and we are back underway. Gilbert into the front court. Looks like Jonesboro's going with a zone defense. Ball goes to Benton. Now to Bashir's in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashir's with his first 3 points of the night. 17-14. Mount Holmes cuts the margin in half. Here is McBride with the ball up the top. Throws it over on the right side to Melton. Now McBride has it up at the top. By the way, in between quarters, Kevin Pointer checked in for Jonesboro. He is a 6'2 senior. Ball goes down to Melton and near the left corner. His three-pointer good.
Shamari Milton
with 6 points all from behind the arc. Matt Jonesboro already with four threes in this game. Here is Gilbert with the ball. Ball goes over to Benton on the right side. Now he's going to give it back to Gilbert. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone for Jonesboro. Now kickball is going to be called against Shamari Milton. 7 minutes left to play in the first half. Mount Holmes will inbound it on the far sideline, trailing 20-14. Cruz inbounds it to Gilbert from the far sideline. Cruz throws it into the front court to Benton. Down to Jones near the free throw line. Back to Gilbert.
Inside, man!
1-3-1 for Jonesboro. Ball goes down to Cruz. Cross court to Benton. Finds Jones at the elbow. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to go into the lane. Finding Jones in the lane. He can't get the layup to go. And the rebound's controlled by Pointer. It may have been, looks like a... Jonesboro might have gotten a hand on that shot. Back the other way. Milton going up for another 3-1-3. This one will not go. And Mount Holmes comes up with the rebound. 6:27 left to play in the half. 20-14. Jonesboro leading it. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Benton on the right side.
Work down, Wyatt. Work down.
Back to Gilbert. Finds Bashir's in the corner. Now up top to Benton. Benton's going into lane. Loses the handle of the ball. And a turnover against Mountain Home as Jonesboro comes up with a steal. McBride into the front court for the Hurricane. Dribbles up top. Now goes over to the left elbow. Kicks out to Pointer. Back to McBride on the wing. McBride will dribble up, back up between the circles. McBride still dribbling up at the top. Throws over on the right side to McCullough. Now on a low block to Pointer. He's going in for the reverse layup. He can't get to go. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it. And it hung on the rim for a moment. Then finally went in. Kevin Pointer with his first 2 points. And Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:24 left to play in the first half. It is Jonesboro leading Mount Holmes 22-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
Mount Holmes taking their first time out of the game with 5:24 left to play in the first half as they trail Jonesboro 22-14. Talon Benton will inbound the ball to Wyatt Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert will walk the ball across the half-court stripe. Now it looks like Jonesboro is back to a man-to-man. Gilbert drills to the left wing. We'll give it to Cruz in the corner. Cruz going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jonesboro. It'll be Mount Holmes basketball with 5:05. Let's play and the first half. Benton will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert in the corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Takes a screen from Jones. Throws up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the right side. Benton will give it to Bashirs in the near the corner. Bashirs dribbles out to the wing. Tries to give it to Cruz. Pass was knocked away, stolen by Jones Burrell. Back quickly come the Hurricane. Here's Leach going down toward the corner. He's going to be fouled. And Jonesboro is going to inbound it on the far sideline with 4:43 left to play in the first half. Hunter Bashirs picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. Again, it is 4:43 left, as is an 8-point Jonesboro lead, 22-14 our score. Inbound pass goes to Milton in the backcourt. He gets it across the timeline to McBride. McBride throws it over on the right side to Leach. Goes cross court to Milton on the left. Milton going down into the lane, going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Shamari Milton with 8 points. 24-14. Jonesboro leading it. 4:18 left to play in the first half. Benton in with the ball on the left side. Now gives it back up top to Gilbert. Back over to Benton. Now once again to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 8 points. 24-17. Jonesboro leading it. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the first half. Here is McBride into the front court for the Hurricane. McBride will give it to Moore. I'm sorry. Now Pointer has it over on the left side to McBride. Now to Leach. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. He can't get it to go. He lost control of the rebound, and it comes to Wyatt Gilbert. He's back the other way for Mountain Home. Gilbert gives it to Cruz. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Milton, and back comes Jonesboro. Hurricane up by 7 with less than 3.5 minutes left. Here's McBride with the ball in the front court. McBride will take the screen from Pointer. Goes down into the lanes, going up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Benton. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Now he's going to throw it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles down into the lane. He's going to try to throw it out to Cruz. He wasn't expecting Cruz to cut the way he did. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home as the ball goes out of bounds. Luke Cruz and Talon Benton checking out of the game, being replaced by Baylor Cresilius and Brandon Morris. Cresilius, a 6'2 senior, and Morris, a 6'3 sophomore. Jonesboro brought in a sub as well. Jake Harrell, a 6'2 junior. And I believe he came in for McBride. But Wilson checked in as well, too. And now he dribbles to the left wing. His ball was kicked by Gilbert, and will be Jonesboro inbounding on the far sideline with 2:41 left to play in the first half. 24-17, Hurricane leading it. Milton will inbound the ball on the far sideline, gets it in to Wilson. We're back underway. Wilson dribbling between the circles. And now Jonesboro's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:23 left to play in the first half. The Hurricane up on Mountain Home 24-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Jonesboro taking their first time out of the game as they lead 24-17 with 2:23 left to play in this first half. It will be Milton inbounding the ball on the near sideline. Gets it in to Wilson in the backcourt. Wilson throws it to Pointer. Now up top to Harrell. Over to Wilson on the right side. Back up top to Harrell. He's thought about three. Now instead he'll kick it out to Milton on the left wing. He's going to dribble down into lane. Gives it to Pointer on the low block. His layup good. Kevin Pointer, 4 points on the night, 26-17. Jonesboro up by 9 with 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Bashirs. Now his pass was knocked away and by Leach. The ball goes into the backcourt. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Jonesboro. And it will be Mount Home keeping possession with 1:46 left to play in the first half. Here is Talon Benton and Luke Cruz checking into the game for Mount Home, replacing Baylor Cresilius. And I believe Hunter Bashirs was the other one. Yes. 1:46 left to play in the first half. 9-point Jonesboro lead. Benton will walk the ball into the front court for Mount Home. Now his pass was going to be knocked away, stolen by Harrell. He gives it to Leach in the front court, going into the lane for the layup. Good. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. And Sadie's Leach now with 7 points. 28-17, Jonesboro up by double digits. 1:22 left to play in the first half. And another steal by Jonesboro. And this time they're going to turn it over as they get a little antsy there once they cross the timeline. So both teams exchanging turnovers with a little over a minute left to play in this half. There's Benton throwing it to Gilbert. He'll get into the front court. Back to Benton. It's a 1-3-1 trap defense, I believe, for Jonesboro. Benton throws up top to Gilbert. 54 seconds left. Back over to Benton on the left side. Ball goes down to Cruz in the corner. Back to Benton. He thought about the jumper. Now he's going to kick it out to Cruz on the wing for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Pointer. He throws it out to Leach, who's quickly into the front court. He's going in toward the lane. Now kicks out to Harrell on the just outside the paint for the jumper. Good. Jake Harrell with his first 2 points of the night. 30-17. Jonesboro on top with 25 seconds left of the half. And another steal by Jonesboro as Benton's pass was knocked away. They couldn't get the layup to go. And Benton comes back the other way. Luke Cruz with the ball on the left wing. Throws up top to Jones. 8 seconds left. And back over to Benton. 4 seconds. They're going to have to hurry up if they're going to get the shot off to Morris. He's going to put up the jumper at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, after 2 quarters of play, our score, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 30-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.